Welcome to the Post-Christian Podcast, where we help you make disciples in our increasingly post-Christian world. My name is Eric Bryant. I'm one of the executive pastors at Gateway Church in Austin, Texas, along with the founder of Catalyzing Community. You can go to ericbryant.org to sign up for my email newsletter to receive free resources. On today's episode of the Post-Christian Podcast, I have with me Daryl Thomas. How are you doing, Daryl?
Very good, Eric. Glad to be with you, and I appreciate it.
Well, I came across your channel, Daryl Thomas Excellence. You're in the business world. You have a unique story, a book called An Excellent Life that will be given away to a couple of our folks who get the newsletter. But if you don't mind, just tell your story of starting a business from scratch. I think you were in Charlotte, North Carolina with $19 in your pocket, something like that. Maybe just tell the story of how you began your company.
Not quite that bad, but almost. How I started my company. This is really interesting. I'd always done well. I was a GM of a Toyota dealership when I was very young, at 24. The dealership sold when I was 30, almost 31. And I loved and hated the car business. It was a very deceptive industry, very negative industry, but there were a lot of things about it that I really enjoyed and kind of loved that type of atmosphere, but not working 100 hours a week, literally for years and years. And so I made a lot of money and things were going good. And all of a sudden I got into real estate investing, and the only partner I had over the years, through a few legal maneuvers, embezzled a lot of money and ended up committing suicide over it. So it was an awful time. And it was a time when your faith is tested and everything that you know is turned upside down. And I didn't really know what to do. I'm from Atlanta. I got in my truck and drove to Daytona Beach, literally just saying, left turn God, right turn God, that kind of thing. And when I saw water, I stopped, right? And I spent a month there just on the beach, stayed at a hostel, if you know what that is. And I think it was $10 a night, something like that. And that was expensive for me in that moment. And I just got to know a lot of the people there, people that you walk past and don't pay any attention to or wish they weren't standing there with you. And I just started talking to these people and got to know them and saw a side of life I'd never seen before and never thought I'd be involved with. But literally just sitting there on the beach, I asked God, I said, okay, you put me here for a reason. There's a lesson I need to learn. So what do you want me to do? And you know how you've heard people say they audibly hear in their head God speaking to them. And he said, get up, go back home and get in the carpet cleaning business, which was like saying, I want you to fly to Pluto. I knew nothing about it. Though we had bought equipment to do such things in my real estate business, right? So that's what I did. I went back home, went back to Atlanta, looked at ads in the newspaper when they had such things. And I found a couple of companies, went to work for one. And I was with them a month or so. And all of a sudden, now I'm the most experienced guy that they have. And I'm the training manager. So I did that for another month or so. And then they said, hey, we want you to move to Charlotte, North Carolina, where they had another office to manage this office for us. That was a Friday, and I moved on Monday. So I, had kind of a fast move. Yeah. Over the next 2 weeks, I moved everything that I owned into their shop, which was quite large. And then one day I come into work, and I usually got there about 6:30. So I was surprised to see a lot of activity at the business. And it was the IRS putting everything in that business into 18 wheelers and driving it away, because the business owed a lot of back taxes and been in, with the government and state governments and whatnot. So I went from having almost nothing and no money to literally having almost one change of clothes. My car was paid for. I had a half tank of gas and I had $35.
What does
any aspiring entrepreneur do with $35? You start a business, right? Hmm. So I went to a company that sold pagers. Turned out I didn't have enough money to buy a pager, but I did have enough to get a phone number. Hmm. And I spent the other, let's pretend that was $17.50. I spent the other $17.50 on flyers, but ooh, I don't have any equipment or any cleaning solutions, anything like this. And as it would happen, I ran into a former employee of mine in the car business that ran a pawn shop, and he loaned me the equipment that I needed to do my first few jobs. And I guess I looked at it like this. This is pre-reality show, but I thought, you know, I'm on the island and I have to get off. So just with the best attitude I could muster, literally one day led to another, just one foot in front of another, trying to make things work. Some have asked, well, why didn't you just get a job? Well, I, you know, if you think about it, well, it would be at least 2 weeks before I'd get a paycheck. I had a half tank of gas that was literally gone by the time I did my driving around that day. And I didn't have the option. I had no clothes even. So I said, okay, I can do what I know how to do. And that's clean carpet. And that's been a little over 28 years ago. Today, we're the largest non-franchised, meaning Stanley Steamer's bigger than us. And there's one other franchise that's larger than us. But if you know anything about the carpet cleaning business, which most don't, it's a lot of single truck operators. That's just a guy in a truck. And we're the largest of those guys. So God's been good. There were a lot of lessons I needed to learn. I think that was just his way of putting me in time out, saying, you need to be more grateful, or you need to be more compassionate, or you need to be more something. And so I just said, okay, I'm just here to do what I need to do, and put me here. So I'm going to make the best use of it. Wow. So yeah, it was an interesting story.
It's very interesting. And I love how you've taken some of your success in the business world, making it through, persevering through the ups and downs to inspire others on your YouTube channel. There are folks listening or watching who are pastors, church leaders, maybe they have businesses of their own, and it's maybe a tough time for them. What's some of the inspiration in addition to your faith that's helped you push through those difficult moments?
Well, I'm not sure if I just said this to you or not, but I literally don't know how to quit. That turns out that's a good and it's a very bad thing. Sometimes you should quit. You're going down the wrong path. But I tend to be one of those that I believe just instinctively that if there's something going on that's wrong, is certainly not God's fault. That I know it's mine. And I think I have a very simple faith, meaning that Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. And I don't question very much. A lot of people try to make it, well, what about this scripture and what about that scripture? I heard a pastor say one time, you know, the most common first words in heaven are going to be, oh, okay, that's why that's that way.
Yeah.
And I guess the best advice I could give is that if we don't understand, that's because we haven't sought God's wisdom enough, or it's because we haven't listened enough. Or like, did you ever see the movie Young Frankenstein back in what?
Oh, sure. A long time ago. Yeah.
Gene Wilder's character says, give me a sign, God, any sign at all. And the place starts to shake and you hear, no. And then he says, any sign at all, God, right? We're asking questions and we're wanting to hear from God. And when we do hear from him, sometimes we don't like what he has to say. So we just ignore him.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing is one thing I do right is I put everything I have into trying to discern, am I actually doing God's will, or am I messing this up by overthinking it? Because the simpler we make it, or the more simple we have it be, usually the better off we are.
That's good. Well, you can find some of these inspiring videos at Daryl Thomas Excellence on YouTube. I would love for you to tell us a little bit about An Excellent Life. I've been giving away books for free to those who sign up for my email newsletter at ericbryant.org. We'll do the same with your book. Talk a little bit about your book. What's the message behind it? What's the type of person who should pick up a copy?
You know, that's an interesting question. I started writing the book as almost a bit of therapy for myself. And just you live a lesson, right? And you say, okay, well, how could I have you run into a trial. What could I have done different or better to have a more positive outcome, right? So when I run into things, I just started making a list of the issues that I had run into recently, and then make a few notes about what I did wrong, what I did right, what I could have done better, referencing other books. I was always a big Zig Ziglar fan. And one thing I'm really proud of, just grabbing a copy of the book, is that Tom Ziglar, Zig's son, forward for my book. And I never dreamed that would happen. God is God works in mysterious and funny ways.
Yeah, to
become a good friend. But I just started really trying to analyze myself, how I view things. Am I looking at life in the proper perspective? Am I looking at it as God would have me? And just everything about life, everything that I run into, what could I do different or better, and have it be a better outcome? And there's so many different things we run into, whether it be personal relationships, whether it be business contacts, just how we, the mood we're in the morning, things like that, how we can have a better outcome with our day, how can we deal with people in a better way than we did the day before. One secret for me is I'm a competitive person, highly competitive, but I don't compete with other people. I compete with me, and I just want to be better today than I was yesterday. So that's, to me, that's the foundation of it. Being slightly self-critical, you know, not overly so, but just in a way that where you ask yourself, did I handle that properly? You know, just in the way you greet people and the way you present yourself, you know, that can be difficult. And being continually mindful of how we respond to things was always important to me.
Yeah, that's great. Well, it's called An Excellent Life by Daryl Thomas. The subtitle is How True and Lasting Success is Achieved. Daryl, thanks for your investment in us in this time together and the videos you've created, the book you've written. Keep up the great work. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Glad to meet you. And if I can ever be of service, please let me know.
Thanks for joining us on the Post Christian Podcast. More resources available at ericbryant.org.